I see store for details.
This Monday, never, ever, ever.
No,
what? Say never.
Never say never.
No such thing as no chance or no choice.
I can't believe that there's never an opportunity
never.
For you to say never that applies appropriately.
Well, never, depending. I mean, I think never say never in terms of your own potential. I can't do this. I don't know how to do this. I can't figure it out.
Okay.
I'm not going to do it. I don't dare do this. I don't. No.
There's so if I were to say to you, would you ever wear a tutu?
Yes.
You could say never and it would apply.
No. I'd wear a tutu.
You would?
Under certain circumstances.
Under what circumstances would you wear a tutu?
$1 million.
I'd join you.
Given to me.
I'd wear two tutus.
Two tutus, right. Two tutus are better than one.
The price of one, baby.
Yes, exactly. So you see what we're saying here, folks, no matter
never say never.
What your level of ability or your conception of yourself, you're liable to be not corrupted or even co-opted, but you're liable to change your mind depending on circumstances. You can change what your circumstances are. You can change what your reality is. I could move to British Columbia. If I, who knows, find some woman that lives in British Columbia and I'm so infatuated with her, Richie, I move to British Columbia. Can you imagine that?
Worse things.
But worse things have happened.
I moved from Maryland to Virginia for my wife.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
That's a big move.
That is. Right across the river, man.
Right.
For me, it is.
Why did your wife want to be in Virginia rather than Maryland?
You know,
she wanted by the Maryland authorities or something?
She was living and working in Virginia. I was working in D.C. She owned a home at that point, and it just made sense.
Yeah.
Then she...
You lived together in that home for a while.
Yeah, and then she had, got pregnant, had our son, and left her job, and now...
The rest is history.
Now we're stuck in Virginia.
Yeah. Stuck.
I mean, I like it here.
It's Appledore.
It's not my Maryland.
No, it's not. It's a development that has nice houses in it and lots of snow. At least it did when I was
there. Yeah.
Lots of snow.
Tons of snow.
All right, so available choices. Think about right this minute, if you will, please. How many choices do you have to do just what it is you're focusing on? Right now, Richie and I have a choice. I could talk about A, B, C, D. He might want to talk about a different A, B, C, D or an X, Y, Z. Whatever, we have choices to present to you, and you have choices. You could listen to probably 30 other things that are on the radio at this very moment.
Yep, absolutely.
Instead of listening to us.
We appreciate you listening.
We certainly do. We're a happy, happy couple, Richie and I.
Think about that, though. Does that still amaze you? How lucky we are that anybody wants to pay attention to us.
Why does anybody
want to
listen to this stuff? Hello. What's the matter with you people? Anyway, what's the matter with you? Plato is responsible for our thought for the day today, Richie.
What is it?
One of the penalties of not participating in politics is that you will be governed by your inferiors. Food for thought. I'm going to bracket that and use it again in an appropriate moment. One of the penalties of not participating in politics is that you will be governed by your inferiors. How true is that? Think about it for a second. Think about all of the things. I go round and round about this stuff. My big bugaboo when it comes to just the government, in general, I don't like government, and you know that I don't. Big government. I don't like control. I don't like people who think they're smarter than you are and they aren't. People who have better or more experience than you do. Not the case. It's just who gets a chance to influence peddle more than others. And I bring that back around to the discussion that was actually pretty hot on several of our social media connections. The case of this Cass Sunstein and his and others in the government trying to shut down raw milk producers and the practical purpose. A week ago today, there was a big rally in Washington focused on the future of this Amish guy who was arrested at gunpoint for selling raw milk. to someone in another state from the state that he lived in. And so as I go back to review some of the things that people have said about this, some of the comments. Here's, for example, Gina, who said animals ought to be permitted to bring suit with human beings as their representative. Right? The debate, the discussion about animals, their products. Yep. But wait, it was the last week we had a discussion, I think, here of what goes on, the slaughterhouses and that kind of stuff. It's not pleasant, but it's a reality. Anyway, this guy, Cass Sunstein, said there ought to be extensive regulation in the use of animals in entertainment, in scientific experiments, and in agriculture. What does that mean?
Extensive regulation.
Extensive regulation on the use of animals in entertainment, scientific experiments, and in agriculture. Okay, that's, I don't know if regulation, there ought to be responsibility. There should be more responsibility in the use of animals in certain entertainment, certain experiments, and certainly the way things are run on some of these big factory farms that have, that stuff has all come as a result of either government involvement or lack thereof.
You think in 20 years there will be no more national food distributors? It'll be all regional?
I think that's going to depend on the weather, much as anything else, Richie.
Yeah.
The weather is going to make a lot, and international relations also will be important. I think that's hard to predict, honestly. Mm. It's an interesting question, to be sure. Here's David, who writes, after hearing or watching some of the discussion at DougStephan.com on the blogs, this whole business of raw milk and cheese, this guy says, "Behold, the power of cheese." And here's another guy.
Fear the power of cheese.
Right. Here's another guy who says, "Utterly ridiculous." Right? Get it? Utterly?
Got it. Thank you. Got it. Appreciate that.
Have to work too much on this, Richie. Here's a little old lady who writes, "My grandmother lived to be 94. Grandpa lived to be 102. My mother and daddy still live, and I'm still living, and we all drank raw milk. None of my family have ever had broken bones. I just fell the other day pretty hard. Praise the Lord, I didn't break anything. I've made homemade butter, churned homemade buttermilk. What the government doesn't like is not being able to kill us with all their chemical and other junk they put in our food and drink.
Kill us and then keep us alive."
Yeah, right. It's all. See, this is it. That's basically it in a nutshell. There is no money to be made by the healthcare industry, for the most part, if you don't get sick. Why do you think there's no cause, there's no cure for cancer? They have all of these, and I'm sorry, some people will get upset with me. I'm not going to mention any names because I don't really want to get a lot of people upset. You can put the appropriate name in as you like. But and my former wife, Tony, and I talk about this a great deal because she's a cancer survivor for now almost 21 years. Back and forth, not having a great time of it at the moment again, but she's there to tell the story, and that's more than most who've been through what she's been through. And she'll tell you any day of the week what a scam a lot of this stuff is. And, again, you can you know the ones I'm talking about, the breast cancer research stuff and the walks and the marathons, and people are asked to give money for muscular dystrophy at the telethon every year. They've raised billions, tens of billions of dollars. So how come there's no cure? There's no cure because they don't want to find a cure. They want to keep these things going so people have jobs in the non-profs.
Yeah.
And so people make money selling you drugs, having you use expensive equipment. That's what they want you to do because that's what the system is based on.
It's cynical, but I tend to agree with you because I've seen two of my friends die under the age of 40 that have cancers that don't have a popular enough marketing message.
And health raw milk is the healthiest thing you could possibly put into your body. No matter, I'm certainly not objective because I've been around cows and raw milk and sell it in a little dairy store that I have on my dairy farm. But I will tell you, when I talk to the people, and over the weekend, I especially have time to be in the store for a while, talk to people who come in, buy it. It's interesting. Half of them are Americans who come from very educated roots. Half of them are people who come from other countries. There were some Bulgarians and Hungarians in the store, a whole family of them, this past Saturday afternoon. And they spoke very broken English, but they came from Fitchburg, 40 miles away, to buy raw milk. And they're going to come every week and buy 2 gallons of raw milk to feed. They have 2 young children, 3, 4 years of age, and they want them to grow up on raw milk because that's what they grew up on. And I'll tell you, they look plenty healthy to me. So here's a fellow, Don, who writes on the blog, when I lived in Europe 10 years ago, my wife and I would walk down to the local dairy farm. We would put a Deutschmark on a platter, and we saw, this was the honor system, we saw how the cows were being milked. We'd scoop out a liter of raw milk in a vat and put it in our own jug and bring it home. Now, you can go to any square in most European, whether it's Eastern or Western European communities, and you'll find a dispensary, like we sell Coca-Cola to kill people over here in dispensaries, the vending machines. You can find raw milk being dispensed the same way all over Europe. So are they dumber than we are or smarter than we are? I guess that would depend on how you look upon it. But for me, this government stuff, getting involved in your choice of foods, there are examples after example. That's why we keep talking about this, because there's a new example of it every day. Think about it, and think about it well and hard, if you will. It's 18 past the hour. This is Doug Steffen's Good Day program.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at speedpass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit speedpass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana, New Jersey, and some Florida stores do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the creditor check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days to receive rebates.
Amdro Antblock presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Antblock around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Antblock creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Antblock and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. With more discounts than ever before, Progressive can save you a lot of money on your car insurance.
Savings.
Oh, you can get bigger savings than that.
Savings.
That's close, but you can really save a lot of money.
You're gonna get some savings. Savings.
Much better.
Discounts for safe driving, owning a home, and more. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
This is Troy Aikman
and Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 50-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Sam from Provo writes, how come a slim chance and a fat chance mean the same thing, but a wise man and a wise guy are opposites?
Oh, it's a peculiar mystery indeed. Sort of like how Geico's website is geico.com, not geico.ridiculouslysimplesavings or geico.payyourbill from the comfort of your computer. Both those names would make a lot more sense.
Wow, you are a wise man, gecko man.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
800-510-8255, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Rich and Doug, without Jennifer or Maria or Roberta. Good Lord, Richie, we're fine, though, aren't we?
Yeah, so far.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit Thyroid KI. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
Smart people realize, Rich, this is the place to get information and conversation about the things that are really important.
There's some important information coming up here in the next couple of minutes.
The birthday list for the 23rd. This is the first full day this year for Geminis, now through June 21st in the astrological calendar, the month of Gemini, or for Geminis. So Joan Collins is the first person on that list, played Alexis on Dynasty. That actually would have been a pretty good trivia question, were I smart enough to have thought about it before.
Yeah, she was one of the big players there.
Right.
People knew that.
She appeared in Playboy at the age of 50.
Yeah.
Here's a good, actually a good trivia question is, who's her famous sister? 800-510-8255. Who is Joan Collins' famous sister? What does she do? 800-510-8255.
Probably makes more money than Joan Collins.
I think you're probably right about that. Yep, a lot of money in that sort of thing. All right, let's see here. Barbara Barry was in Barney Miller. Private Benjamin, you'd recognize her if you saw her. Her birthday is today, this date 1931. Joan Collins, by the way, this date 1933. So she's 78 today and still around making her presence felt. Another old-timer from the early days of television, Father Knows Best. It was a big show when I was a kid. And I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, okay, why not? Kathy was my age when the show was on. So the fact that she's moved along in the matriculation department is something to understand from Father Knows Best. Lauren Chapin, happy birthday to her. John Newcomb, tennis champion's birthday is today. Oh, yeah, all these themes, Richie. Drew Carey Show. That's the theme you're listening to. And Drew Carey from Cleveland is 53 today. Writer, producer. Whose Line Is It Anyway was his idea. Do you know that, Richie?
That was his... I thought that was a remake, but he brought it back.
I thought it was a remake?
A British show that they redid.
Was it? Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know that. So yeah. You taught me something.
They did a great job. Great job on that show.
Hi, this is Maroon 5. And the drummer is Matt Flynn from Maroon 5, 41 today. Maroon, don't be a maroon, Richie.
Don't be a maroon.
Don't be a maroon. Marvelous Marvin Hagler's birthday is today, born in the state, 1954. Let's see here. Maxwell's 38 today. About Maxwell, Jennifer, we're here. She can fill us in.
R&B guy.
We do know about Jewel, though, whose birthday is today. like Jewel. Yeah, we like her.
She's just good old.
Yeah, she's good old.
Rooted, down home people.
Yeah. I think she's good old. Yeah, exactly. 37. I thought she was younger than that. Interesting. Very cute. People would say she's cute as a button. I don't know where that expression came from.
We've had her on a couple times. She's just the sweetest, coolest person. Yeah, she came on and yodeled for us for 30 seconds and then left.
Left, that's all.
I love that.
Anatoly Karpov, the chess champions. Anatoly Karpov, the chess guy.
Gotcha.
Birthday is today. Happy birthday to him. All right, so let's see if we got the answer to our question. And Risa in Oregon is going to help us out. Hi, Risa. Welcome to Good Day.
Good morning.
Morning to you. What's the name of Joan Collins' sister?
Jackie.
Jackie. And what does she do?
She writes novels.
Have you read any of her novels?
Yes, I have.
What one have you liked?
Oh, probably, let's see, The War. What is it? Winds of War, was it?
Winds of War.
Yeah.
I didn't realize, now that I think about it, that she... Yeah, now I remember seeing the cover of the book.
Yeah.
That was a teleseries in the 1980s. Robert Mitchum, one of his... Polly Bergen, one of their last... Jobs was being in that.
That's right, too. I remember Doug pulling out the Jackie Collins book.
How about that?
Yeah.
Oh, never mind that. Risa, look at her pulling out that knowledge. All right, Risa, hold on a second. We'll take good care of you.
Hey.
Happy Monday to you, and enjoy. I hope it will be a rain-free day there in the Northwest. We're trying to push the rain out everywhere. Not having a lot of luck, though. Looks like more rain forecast for lots of places in the country this week.
Make your home safer so you can age in place.
You want to reduce clutter.
Move cords out of the way and brighten things up.
Making sure you're opening your blinds, your curtains, you're raising shades, you're letting in a lot of light.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Get rid of throw rugs or tape them down and turn down your hot water heater. You'll save money and prevent burns.
The really inexpensive things you can do.
AARP financial educator John Dolphinay.
These include replacing your traditional light switches with easier-to-use rocker-style light switches. Take the knobs on your cabinets and replace them with easy-to-grip D-shaped handles. Install nightlights in your bathroom and hallways. And then finally, make sure in your bathtub you're using a rubber suction bath mat or anti-slip floor strips.
We'll link to more low-cost home improvement tips for seniors on our website. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com, that's ZeoKing.com, for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Now 33 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, Monday, the Monday morning memo, Richie. You know,
yeah, what's in the memo? Anything?
One of my friends who is a radio guy said something that I also agree with by not being a great reader of books. I am not a big book reader. I am a big reader, but I read all kinds of things, a stack of magazines. Right. And I don't
ADD type stuff. I want to be able to be done with
fast,
it in 5-10 minutes.
And have something that I can take away from having read it that we can talk about on the air or that I can use to make our time together more worthwhile. That's how I read. And once in a while I find a book, and this one is something that is, I'm guessing so many people know this woman that the book becomes a number one bestseller. Betty White, If You Ask Me. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you won't. And this is, if some people spend time reading books, some people watch movies. I know some people have thousands. Chuck Curry is an example of this. Thousands and thousands. But I'll bet you that Chuck Curry hasn't read a book for most of his adult life.
You think? He's a big movie guy.
Big movie guy.
Yeah.
So, anyway, in this new book, Betty White draws from her lessons learned. There's a lot of wisdom in this book, and I'm only talking about it because I think it's the kind of book that you would... I remember reading The Bridges. I mean, once in a while I'll have something that really grabs me or intrigues me that isn't about self-help and it's not about any kind of help. I'm motivated to read that sort of thing and pass that information around. I'm looking at a stack of books here from a book about Osama bin Laden to a book about radio and some of the players. Now, that stuff I'd read. I don't know if some bin Laden book I won't read. But Richie and I have 40 or so books that come across our desk every week from various. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand why they send me most of this stuff, because I wouldn't talk about these things on the air for love.
They don't
money.
Know that. They're just...
They just send them out.
Blanketing every radio show in the country.
Send them out. Yeah.
But every now and then I'll pick one out of the pile and say, this looks interesting. I'm going to take it home.
And this one you would. Yeah. Betty White's book would be worth time. She writes about her relationship with Robert Redford and all of the rumors are true, she says.
Ah.
She talks about her beauty regimen. She doesn't know what color her hair used to be. She talks about the Facebook campaign that helped get her on SNL.
Isn't that great?
She said three times, no, I don't want to do it. And they finally said, look, you really need to do this because your fans want you. And she apparently had a wonderful time doing it. She's apparently very romantic, loved her husband more than you can imagine. And those of you who don't remember Alan Ludden, who was once asked how close her character, Sue Ann Nibbins, who was the economist nympho on Mary Tyler Moore, was to the actual Betty White. And he said they were the same person, except that White couldn't cook. But isn't that often the case with people who are actors and actresses who become themselves? They aren't really, they have to learn words, but oftentimes they don't even have to do that. They ad-lib their way. John Wayne was a great example of that.
Mm-hmm.
The last probably 100 movies that he did, there was a script written, but he would have his friends and they wouldn't pay much attention to the script. They just ad-lib their lines based on the circumstances. Even though he would always know, I was told, he always would know what his lines were, but that didn't mean they were always going to use him.
And then you got the De Niro's and the Pacino's,
right,
and who always do a great job, and it's a gripping movie, but it's
method.
Always, it's themselves.
Right.
They're never
themselves.
Any different in any movie.
No. No, they aren't. And that's the difference. Is Pierce Brosnan any different in any movie?
No.
Not
no.
anymore. No.
It's the same guy, man.
Right, yeah. And so Betty White is that. And that's what we want from her. She's 89 years old.
Right.
You want her to be a force of nature on her own. We want her to be endearing. And so I guess it's probably a mini essay or mini essays. Many, M-A-N-Y and M-I-N-I. Many, mini essays in this book. She likes Hot in Cleveland, that show she's in now. She's not bitter. She's not cynical. She's not salacious. None of that stuff shows up in this book. You know, it's just good story stuff. And that, I would tell you, Richie, is one of the reasons that I don't read many books, because most of the stories that are told take too long. Back to your suggesting the ADHD.
Right, the ADHD.
Yeah. I don't want a story that takes a lot of time to tell. My daughter promises me this summer, or tells me this summer, that she's going to work. She said, finally, Dad, I'm getting you to write that book.
What's your book about?
Well, the idea has changed several times. It still
seems to be
about, well, the number of stories now, as my life continues to unfold, there are lessons. I don't think, a lot of people think, oh, you should write a book. But people who have been saying for years, this is a great TV show. Your life on the farm, your life on the radio. Why can't we make something out of that? For whatever the reason, it hasn't been done. Maybe because I'm not very enthusiastic about doing it. Maybe that's part of the problem. But in terms of the book, what could people learn? How could I help people? Because I think that's why we're all here. Tell stories about things that have happened. In the term of this book, Betty White, if you ask me, and of course you won't, is a great story of a woman who we all know and stories we can all relate to. That's what it's about. So what I write about, Richie, has to be something everybody could be experiences that I've had that everybody can relate to.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it has to be. Otherwise, what good is it? Who cares about what I've done if there's no lesson for it in whatever my experiences, my ever-changing and, you know, failing attempts to do something and succeeding attempts to do other things? We all have those. So if we are if we're good at being true to ourselves, we tell those stories. I've do as I do and not as I say, I think is what we originally were thinking about. Because I do a lot of things that I say not to in ways in which I say not to do them. And Richie would be an important, there'd be a chapter on Richie and things that I've said to him that I want to do, or you know, let's do it this way and we don't, or either we do it that way and we fall apart, or we don't do it that way because somebody talks me out of it. But there's a whole chapter, Richie. You're a whole chapter in the book. I would be the chapter.
I would be akin to those, you know when you go bowling with your kids and they put those rails up on the side so that their balls don't go in the gutter?
Yes.
That's pretty much me.
That's here, Richie. Richie's there to save me from myself. All right, so you might want to check out that Betty White book. I wouldn't normally spend as much time on a book, but I think it's cool. Cool, cool, cool. Speaking of things that are cool, at 19 before the hour, time to be pain-free. There are several places you can go to get the Salon Post, patch, this wonderful patch that you put on to be pain-free. Get it for pains. Richie's got it for his
shoulders.
Shoulders because of the Taekwondo, the exercise there. Whatever it is, a lot of people are now doing boxing. They're not boxing with other people, but they find it is very good for them to get in front of the bag.
It's aerobic boxing. Yeah, they all get in front of the heavy bags.
In the bags.
Yeah.
Yep, good exercise. But boy, when you're done with that, you're going to have some aches and pains.
Sure.
Get pain-free. We're not talking about reduced pain. We're saying you'll be pain-free using Salon Pause. Go online to DougStephan.com or DrKenshow.com. You'll see the blue box with the logo for Salon Pause, S-A-L-O-N-P-A-U-S. And you'll click on that, have them send you a free patch so you can see that what we're talking about is exactly what happens. You put it on and the pain goes away. And so many doctors have recommended this. It's over-the-counter pain patch relief. Go to Walgreens. And pick up a box if you need relief today, right now, because it'll take a couple of days for the free one to come to you. But if you want a free sample, go to drkenshow.com or dougstephan.com. Nothing else but Salon Pause has been proven to beat the pain without a prescription. Use it as directed.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Jason from Buffalo writes, I have a habit of hitting snooze and not being able to get up again. Any suggestions?
You know, if you get Geico to help with your renter's insurance, it's quite easy, really. You'll know you're protecting your stuff for as little as $12 a month, which I suspect will make you sleep much sounder. Then you'll just pop out of bed rested, ready to start your day.
What he's saying is, a renter's policy is basically insurance for your snooze button.
Plus most everything else you own.
Visit Geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends Metafast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend Metafast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The Metafast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetafastKen.com. That's MetafastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for complete program and discount details. MetafastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO, and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
You know how I'm just, Richie's listening to me pound out air.
Jamming away on you.
Tap out. And I'm getting to this point where where I'm...
That's what it sounds like.
I know it does. I'm, it's funny because I am... I'm getting in my mail. My members have always been short. I'm not one who likes to send long messages.
Many times in all caps.
Yeah.
And no punctuation.
Nothing. So... Here in the former English teacher. But I'm now beginning to abbreviate like you do when you're text messaging.
Uh-oh.
Use two, the letter two instead of you. And all these people that are text, one of the people in the program is texting me something, but she uses whether it's a cell phone, which is, I think, cumbersome. You got to put your thumbs all over the place, BlackBerry, whatever you're using, versus, and even a little on my iPod. My iPad, it's hard to get your fingers into the boxes where the letters
are. You get used to it.
You have to get used to it. It's a skill, frankly. But because of that kind of communication, which you're almost driven to do, you have to figure out how to get the message done without being distracted, because it can be very frustrating to try to do everything, and you miss a key, and you got to go back. And so you abbreviate wherever you can. So I'm finding my emails now to have you... The vowel U instead of Y-O-U. And when I'm sending somebody the two, and you are healthy, I hope, you the letter U and the R letter.
Can I give you a little insider tip, though?
Okay. Yes.
The cell phone shorthand is not appropriate for email.
No.
The reason it is appropriate for a cell phone is because you're using your thumbs and you've got the little pad.
But don't you think it's translating? Don't you think people are doing it anyway?
They do, but email, it's usually more appropriate to use the longer version of the
phone. I understand it's more appropriate, but I'm just telling you that it is not appropriate or not.
Anyway, you find a way to cut corners on, like, I only have 30 seconds to send this email. I've got to tap it out. You're going to do it.
Right. Exactly. And so that you just have to, it's one of those, the good English is one of those things that have been forgotten. You know how there are lots of the origin of words, the origin of phrases, proper English, whatever, whoever came up with that, out the window.
Mm.
And I suppose it's okay if you're communicating and you can be understood. Maybe that's the important part of what we need to remember about today's lesson here on Good Day.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free. Over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with the cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for the mature eye care professional.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance...
Which is an unlikely question for a biology test.
Then the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G. E-I-C-O.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
A totally good thought for all those people in the areas that have been devastated by the tornadoes in the Midwest over the weekend. 51 after on Good Day.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare, by far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
Mending fences as the president offers reassurances of America's support for Israel. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. Last week, President Obama talked about the stalled peace process in the Middle East and called for Israel to return to the pre-1967 borders. After meeting with Israel's prime minister at the White House, there was a joint appearance of the two leaders last Friday, during which Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu made his opinions on the border issue clear.
These were not the boundaries of peace. They were the boundaries of repeated wars, because the attack on Israel was so attractive for them. So we can't go back to those indefensible lines.
President Obama's statement about Israel returning to those previous borders did create a firestorm, one that he attempted to put out yesterday as he spoke to the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, also known as AIPAC, in Washington, D.C.
A strong and secure Israel is in the national security interests of the United States.
Well, no one's going to argue with that, but the president also tried to clarify the remarks he made that led to the criticism. He said returning to the pre-1967 borders was a negotiation starting point with the Palestinians.
We will never abandon our pursuit of a just and lasting peace that ends this conflict with two states living side by side in peace and security.
The president also spoke of the common ground for the U.S. and Israel, including the shared concern over Iran developing nuclear weapons and a need for Hamas to fully recognize Israel.
We will continue to demand that Hamas accept the basic responsibilities of peace, including recognizing Israel's right to exist.
The president will remain focused on international issues this week as he travels to Europe, a trip that will include stops in Ireland, England, France, and Poland. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
They're going. In the next few days, 10 amazing cars are going to disappear. If you want one to be yours, now is the time to enter the OnStar Push-On Sweepstakes. So now, not tomorrow, not when you have a spare minute, not after your week slows down. Now is the time to push your blue OnStar button. Tell the advisor you want to enter, and you could be one of 10 people to win the Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, or Cadillac of your choice. You don't have to be an active OnStar customer. There's no obligation. But you have to push your blue button soon. And maybe a Cadillac CTS-V Coupe, a Chevrolet Corvette convertible, a GMC Yukon Denali, or a Buick Enclave could be yours just for pushing one little button. Sweepstakes exclude Chevrolet Volt. No purchase necessary. Visit OnStar.com for rules and alternate entry details. Void where prohibited. Ends May 31st, 2011. Must be 18 years of age or age of majority and U.S. or Canadian legal resident. Limit 3 entries per person regardless of entry method, but only one new OnStar button pushed per vehicle.
It's a new week on Wall Street. Last Friday, the Dow dropped 93 points, closing the week at 12,512. S&P and NASDAQ down as well. Oil prices up $1.05 a barrel, settling at $99.49. A good chunk of the country is recovering from severe weather that affected nearly half of the U.S. yesterday. The storms range from killer tornadoes in Minnesota and Missouri to heavy rain and hail in states from the Canadian to the Mexican border. The city of Joplin, Missouri, took a direct hit from a tornado with lives lost and devastating property damage. It's a Monday, so let's do what we always do on Monday. Check those prices at the pump.
Fill it up. Go ahead.
And what do you know? Prices continue to fall. The Lundberg survey of gas stations across the country shows the average price for a gallon of regular is now at $3.91, down 9 cents a gallon from 2 weeks ago. Business at the box office this past weekend.
Wait a minute. He's Jack Sparrow?
There should be a captain in there somewhere.
That's right. Captain Jack Sparrow, Pirates of the Caribbean on Stranger Tides, with Johnny Depp as Captain Jack, pulling in over $90 million in its debut weekend, the largest opening of any movie of the year so far. And finally, we have Harold Camping, the 89-year-old head of Family Radio who spent quite a bit of time and energy recently preparing his followers for the end of everything. Doomsday, the rapture, over and out. Camping said the calculations could not be questioned, that the apocalypse would swallow up all non-believers starting at 6 p.m. May 21st, which was this past Saturday. Leading up to that moment, you had your skeptics, to put it mildly.
Think of Y2K. Think of what back in Y2K, what everybody did. So I'm just taking it as another day.
This gentleman from New Jersey was even more blunt.
It's not going to happen. Tell all those people it ain't going to happen.
Well, it didn't happen, and lots of people are saying, I told you so, or something to that effect.
Here's another any day now rapture prediction, which has come and gone.
Something else that has come and gone. Harold Camping. No one seems to know where he is. There's a chance he may resurface, and of course there will be more of these predictions about the end of everything. But when you think about it, when it comes to these predictions, you only have to be right once. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
Now at Exxon and Mobil locations, you can save 15 cents per gallon for 60 days when you use your SpeedPass device for fuel purchases at participating locations. Just register your SpeedPass device at SpeedPass.com by June 30th, 2011 to start saving. That's right, save 15 cents per gallon when you use your SpeedPass device. Visit SpeedPass.com today. Excludes business and fleet card accounts. Purchases in Louisiana, New Jersey, and some Florida stores do not qualify. Rebates will be posted to the credit or check card that is linked to SpeedPass. Maximum gallons eligible for rebate is 100 per account. Offer may not be combined with any other SpeedPass offers. Allow a minimum of 90 days for receipt rebates.